So Habakkuk chapter 1, we'll start in verse 12, is where we're going to start out today. Just continuing from where we left off last week. The last few times we've been looking at these difficult questions that the prophet had for the Lord about the evil he saw going around on around him. And then last time was actually God answering that question of what is he going to do about this evil around him. But oftentimes, in our life as believers, God's answers for us, his plan for us, it kind of surprises us. It's not really what we expected. And that's exactly what happened to the prophet. Let's read verse 12. He writes there, "Are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We will not die. You, O Lord, have appointed them to judge, and you, O Rock, have established them to correct." And so, by way of context, for those who, this is new to them, this study, last week we found out that God's answer was, okay, you've got these Israelites who are abusing each other, so I'm going to send in the Chaldeans and they're going to conquer the kingdom, and you're all going to be carried off into exile. And so the prophet's like, wait a minute, okay, this is not what I was thinking. I mean, you can imagine, he was hoping just these troublemakers would be dealt with, not everybody be impacted. And so the prophet is wrestling with this answer. And we're going to see as he wrestles with it, he kind of deteriorates from having kind of a faithful attitude about it to just like an outright tantrum by the end. And you'll see what I mean as we get into these verses, kind of comical in a way and familiar in some ways. But he starts well here in verse 12. And verse 12, he kind of reminds himself in the opening half of the verse of, these attributes of God. And that's always good for us to do in our time of prayer with the Lord, to remind ourselves of attributes of God. He says that he's from everlasting, that God is from everlasting. And, of course, that's speaking of God's eternal nature. And, a few hundred years after this letter was written and after its fulfillment, Aristotle came on the scene. And Aristotle, the famous philosopher, taught that there was this necessity of this unmoved mover, to explain how everything works and where everything came from. Or a lot of times today we say an uncaused cause. It had to be something that caused everything else. And we know as Christians that that's God. God is the one who created everything. He's the one who set it all in motion. And so he is that uncaused cause, and he can do that because he is everlasting. He's always existed. And I think that's comforting to us as believers, if you're a believer today, when in troubling times. That's likely, why the prophet is kind of reminding himself here about that. About God. Hey, he's been around forever. He's the big guy. And it encourages us, too, when we just think about the vastness of our God, that he literally spoke and things came into being. I mean, that's amazing. We are so used to that if we have studied the Bible long, but still, it's an incredible thought that it just from his speaking, things leapt into being. The fact that he's always been and always will be, that he never gets tired. He never needs a break. The older I get, the more I realize that's amazing. He never gets tired. And I think these are such a comfort to us to remember things like this about God. And as we do, a lot of times our problems become a little smaller when we see our God as bigger. And I think that's the point. We need to see him as big as he really is, and he's able to handle our problems. Well, next in verse 12, he hints at the Trinity even, when he says, "O Lord, my God, my Holy One." The word Lord there is in all caps in your Bible, most likely. And that tells us that's the Hebrew word Yahweh, which was that unique name that God gave of himself to the Israelites, for them to refer to him as, Yahweh. And then when it says, my God, that's the more common Hebrew word Elohim, which literally is